Okay, we're doing Mishlei chapter 26, verse 14. And the pasuk says, "The door turns on its hinges and the lazy person on his bed." The question is what is the metaphor adding to the statement? I mean, the lazy person turns on his bed. The door turns on its hinges. Wonderful. So what did the metaphor teach us different? What is it adding different, which the second half doesn't have? And Jim asked that the lazy person turns in his bed. So lazy people that turn on their bed. What is he teaching us something new? What is he adding something new? Okay, so we have these two questions. The first step is that what the metaphor is adding is hinges. That there's something holding the door that it cannot do anything else but turn this way and that way. That is what the metaphor is adding, and therefore it's saying that there is something, there has to be something that holds the lazy person on his bed. That is why we need the metaphor. That's what the metaphor is telling us. But the pasuk doesn't say what that quality is, and King Solomon is leaving for us to discuss. I mean, the pasuk doesn't say, so we have to decide on our own. What is the quality that holds the lazy person on his bed? In other words, whenever there's a metaphor, there has to be that the metaphor is adding something. If the metaphor is, unless there's only a metaphor. There's only a metaphor, then everything is in the metaphor, and he wants to get this idea through a metaphor. But if there's a metaphor and the idea and the facts, then the metaphor has to be adding something. Well, now, why do I need the metaphor? It has to be clarifying somehow, some way, it has to be clarifying the pasuk.
I don't understand.
You said very well that tossing and turning means restless. Okay, when you're restless, then you get out of bed. But there's something holding him in bed, even though he's restless. Okay, what's holding him in bed?
He's lazy.
The thing that he can't get out of bed, what's holding him there is he can't face reality, or he has a conflict of reality, or has a fear of reality. But the thing is, he can't deal with life. In other words, to most people, it happens every once in a while where suddenly where you just have so many things, and emotionally you can't organize it and put it together. You become paralyzed. You can't work. Mm-hmm. But for us, it happens every once in a while. But that is the situation. There's some people that have it on a very on a long-term basis. But the fact is there's a lot of people that have it every once in a while. It just happens. Life is just too much, and that's it. Yeah. But the thing is, it's the basic idea is there's some conflict. Or some fear of reality, you can't deal with it. You can't deal with the reality. That's the basic thing. That's what I think the pasuk is telling us. Sometimes in a person in everyday life, you know, suddenly gets he just can't operate. Like it's just overwhelming. He feels a feeling of overwhelming. And he gets over it. But the thing is, the problem is what people do about that, how they escape. Some people get into bed. Certain people watch TV. You understand? And the sad thing is the real big consequence is when people turn to drugs. So when they can't face reality, so they turn to drugs. And that's how they run from reality. And that's a sad thing. But the pasuk is saying that the cause, that there is a cause in the human being that he can't, there's situations where he can't face reality. Okay? That's all the pasuk is saying.